Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October the 12th, report day, obviously. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were December corn down 2¼ cents at 5.30¾, December wheat up $0.01¾ at 7.33½, and November beans down 4¾ cents at 12.23½. We did see a sale this morning, 185 corn to Mexico. No Chinese sales. That may be very disappointing to all the talk that we heard last week about the Chinese being very aggressive in looking for beans. Obviously, they may have been aggressive looking for beans, but they weren't aggressive in buying beans. Now, that may change here this morning. If we get a bearish report and beans get down to 1190 to 1180, somewhere in that range, I would expect that we'd see some rally at that point. But the funds are pretty much out of their beans. They're maybe long about 15 or 20,000 contracts of beans. They're short 32, 33,000 meal. They're still long about 40,000 oil. So the oil could be the biggest problem out here. Crude oil is down 16 cents at 80.36. That's a couple of bucks off of yesterday's high. Energy prices maybe waning out here. Shipping prices are waning, so we might see a little bit of sell-off there. The report today, if we come in, the average guess on the carryout is 4.4 on the corn. If we come in at 4.5 billion, I think we'll see a pretty good sell-off. The funds are long. 230-some-odd thousand contracts of corn. I think it's way too much on a bearish report. And if these charts turn negative, I think the funds could be in serious trouble out here. The beans, if we were to come in over 300, I think that'll force the beans under $12 and get into that support area of 1280 to 1290. So I think, you know, the world's going to be watching here. We're going to get the inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll get crop progress after the close. But, you know, certainly the big news out here is going to be the report today. Now, we've got rains across the Midwest, mainly, you know, Illinois, south, a little bit into Iowa. So I think we're going to see some harvest delays out here. We'll see what the crop progress reports say, but I still think we're going to be ahead of the five-year averages on this harvest. We had a lot of chances to get a lot of work done in much of the country. So overall, you know, it's going to be about the reports. I'm not looking for anything friendly. But we could see a bounce after the reports if the Chinese step in and buy corn or beans. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.